The congregation is invited to look on the very back cover of the bulletin. We read together the sixth petition and its meaning in the bold print. And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God tempts no one, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Satan is a liar, and he tries to get us to think that God cannot help us or that we don't need God's help. We are tempted to think that we are strong on our own. And if you're filling the blanks, that's the first one. We are tempted to think we are strong on our own. Isn't that what Satan said to Eve? Oh, you don't have to follow God's rules, his ways. You can be like God. You can eat that fruit and you will be wise and you will be like God. You're strong enough on your own. So Satan tempts us that, oh, you don't need God. You are strong. You can do it. On that night, Jesus was betrayed when he was with his disciples. He said in Luke 22, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. Satan wanted Peter and to sift him like flour. Just blow him away. Jesus knew that Peter was like that. Jesus knew that Peter needed his prayers. Lord, I'm okay. I will die for you. I will go to prison for you. Jesus knew that was not true. Jesus knew that Peter needed his prayers. So we can be tempted that we are strong enough, that we don't really need Jesus, or that we're good enough on our own. That is a great temptation. Another temptation we may have is to not rely on Jesus' promise in the new covenant, to not rely on Jesus' promise in the new covenant. Jesus said that night, and we hear it every time we have the Lord's Supper, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. This is the new covenant. This is the promise from Jesus. It is binding, and it is signed and sealed in the very blood of the Son of God. And this new covenant gives forgiveness. This new covenant gives the power of Jesus victory. He decided this is what his disciples need, and this is what all his people need from now on, whenever you do this. This new covenant is God's cure, his power for us. This new covenant is part of our everlasting life. It gives us forgiveness, which makes us right before God. This is a holy and powerful food that God gives. But there is a temptation. oh, I'm okay, I'm strong enough. And we forget what Christ has given us in this new covenant. We think that it's something we may do or something we may skip or something that's not important, but this is in his blood. Satan will do whatever he can. The world will do whatever it can to get us to forget or disregard these words from Jesus. This covenant is in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. And there's a temptation to forget that. When Jesus told Simon Peter that he would pray for them, he said in Luke 22, "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Point three, love which serves one another helps us. Love which serves one another helps us. Jesus told Peter, "You're going to deny me. But when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Fellow Christians, strengthen one another. And that is a help to resist sin, to resist the devil. This is also why Jesus, he washed his disciples' feet. And Peter said, "Lord, don't do that. That's not for you to wash my feet." "No, I have to wash your feet. Then wash all of me." But Jesus said, "You see, I have given you an example. I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. So also you should take care of one another. Wash one another's feet. Serve one another." When we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," one of the things that God gives us to help us in our temptations is one another, is the encouragement and upbuilding of Christian friends who pray for us, who say scriptures to us, who may sing at our bedside. Whatever is done, Jesus told Peter, strengthen one another. He told his disciples, serve one another. That is part of not leading us, not into temptation, because he gives us to one another to take care of each other, to keep us on God's path. Yet we fail, don't we? We may have a fight with our spouse. We may have a fight with our friend. Even though we're good Christians, our strength is not in ourselves. We are given to one another, but we may fail one another. Jesus' love and victory over sin, death, and the devil is the foundation. That is the foundation of this petition. And lead us not into temptation. How can that ever be possible? It's because Jesus has the victory, and he is the foundation. Even when you and I fail each other, Christ does not fail us. Luther wrote in the Large Catechism, in that paragraph in the middle of the back page, "We have now heard enough about the trouble and effort required to retain and persevere in all the gifts for which we pray. This, however, is not accomplished without failures and stumbling. Moreover, all that we have acquired forgiveness and a good conscience and have been wholly absolved, yet such is life that one stands today and falls tomorrow. Therefore, even though at present we are upright and stand before God with a good conscience, we must pray again that he will not allow us to fall and yield to trials and temptations. This then is leading us not into temptation. When God gives us power and strength to resist, even though the tribulation is not removed or ended, for no one can escape temptations and allurements as long as we live in the flesh and have the devil prowling about us. We cannot help but suffer tribulations and even be entangled in them, but we pray here that we may not fall into them and be overwhelmed by them." Jesus told Peter, "You will deny me three times, but I'm praying for you. We may sin and even go away from God for a while, but we pray, lead us not into temptation, call me back. Let this not finally do me in forever, but call me back by the power of Jesus. Let me be yours. Let not these temptations overcome me. John wrote in his first letter, 1 John chapter 1, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin." The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. It is not what you and I can do. It is what Jesus has done. It is his new covenant. It saves us. John continued, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That is the foundation. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. When we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," God recalls to our minds, the blood of Christ is for you. Stay in the blood of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Eat his meal. Live in your baptism. Hear my word. You will remain with me. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this most holy prayer your Son gave to us. And these words, "Lead us not into temptation," let us show us all the temptations are all about us. We can't escape them. Our own thinking, evil in our society, the devil himself. These things tempt us to draw us away from you, to doubt your word. Yet we ask you to continue to be active in our lives, that we may stand firm in the new covenant Jesus has given us, and to know that we love one another and we take care of each other, yet all of us together stand on Christ. He is our foundation, and that can never fail. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the name of your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.